Taxes, Acts, and Incidents, The Lead Up to the Revolutionary War. By Sebastian,
Chris,
Hope, and Anya.
The Revolutionary War was long and hard, and there were plenty of things that caused it.
This is Taxes, Acts, Rebellions, and the Lead Up to the Revolutionary War.
King George III, the divine monarch of the British Empire, imposed great taxes and tariffs upon the new colonies.
Individuals such as the future president Thomas Jefferson and the controversial author Thomas Paine believed that taxation without representation was unjust and unfair.
The Seven Years' War, also known as the French and Indian War, was the proving ground for General George Washington. The resolutions that ended the war negatively impacted the colonists.
No. Down with France! England sucks! Are you hurt? I'm down!
The Seven Years' War spanned from 1756 to 1763.
The Boston Massacre occurred in 1770.
The Boston Tea Party happened in 1773.
The Intolerable Acts.
The Coercive Acts.
Go away. The Intolerable Acts were enacted in 1774. All of these new taxes were forced upon the people of Boston and the rest of the colonies. As their governor, I had to deal with these until I was replaced by Lieutenant General Thomas Gage when the Massachusetts Government Act was passed. I have been referred to as the most important figure of the Loyalist side in Massachusetts before the Revolution.
I was fighting in the Seven Years' War. It was a rough battle, but it proved me for the Revolution ahead.
I was the first casualty of the Boston Massacre.
I'm Sam Adams.
And I'm John Adams. We're the leaders of the Sons of Liberty, and we helped orchestrate the Boston Tea Party.
I'm a smuggler, and the richest man in the colonies. I was the first signer of the Declaration of Independence.
I'm an author that just moved to the colonies. I wrote the controversial pamphlet Common Sense, which promoted the revolution.
The Seven Years' War happened because of a land dispute between Great Britain and France. The Indians sided with the French.
The Boston Massacre occurred when a British soldier opened fire and shot me. I was the first martyr of the revolution. The British soldier that shot me is unknown.
The Boston Tea Party was an act of civil disobedience that protested the Tea Act.
And the Intolerable Acts were created as a response to the Boston Tea Party.
As one of the leaders of the Sons of Liberty, we think that these taxes and tariffs placed an unjust burden upon the colonies. These problematic, unnecessary things forced our colonies into economic ruin.
As Chief Justice of Pennsylvania, I realized that, in reality, most people did not care about the taxes. The majority of people supported the British and thought little of the tariffs. This was produced by John Bradford Productions.
It stars
Sebastian,
Chris,
Hope,
and Anya.